Okay, you're not here or here. Hey, Mommy, you got a minute? Have you checked your laundry recently? Some of my clothes might have gotten mixed up in there. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't confuse them with yours. They're kind of obvious. Fine. If you really want to know, it's my underwear. Why did your face go red all of a sudden? It's only weird if you make it weird. Seriously, I've lost 3 pairs of bras this month. Once I put them in the wash, it's like they get teleported to some pocket dimension. I know, it's so annoying. I've checked every corner of the house. They're not in the washing machine, they're not in the dryer, and still couldn't find them anywhere. I still haven't searched your room, obviously. This is actually the last place I was going to check. I know it probably wouldn't be in here at all, but I just wanted to have a quick look around for peace of mind. Is that okay? I'm not gonna lie, Rumi. This is a bit of a mess. How do you manage to find anything in here? Okay. Not in the drawer. Wait. That looks familiar. Oh, wow. I can't believe I've actually found them. They're stacked in a pile in the corner of the closet. All the bras and panties I've been missing. That's very strange. Rumi, you wouldn't be hiding my stuff on purpose, right? Well, did you or did you not? Don't just sit there blushing and looking all embarrassed. Answer my questions. Aw, you're so adorable when you're trying to lie. Do you want to tell me why you are hiding my sexy underwear? Do you want to tell me what you do with them? Well, I can certainly make a few guesses. This is your last chance to come clean. If you don't say anything, I'm just going to assume that you're a secret crossdresser. No? Okay, then tell me what you were actually doing with them. Say it. I don't want to hear any euphemisms. You were masturbating with my underwear? No, don't apologize. I'm actually kind of intrigued, but I guess I should be freaked out instead. I'm very curious. Why would you do that instead of watching porn? Oh, come on, we're all adults here. There's no such thing as finding me attractive. You wanna fuck me? That's what you mean. You have dirty, wild fantasies about your roommate. And that's why you steal my underwear and jack off with them? Don't be shy, Rumi. In fact, now I'm wondering how you do it. You know, show me how you beat the meat. Wax the slong, whatever you guys call it. Well, you admitted to being a perv already. What's the difference with me watching this time? Come on, take your cock out. That's it. Damn, I didn't know you were packing that. That's pretty impressive. It's so hard for me already. You must be pretty excited. I see what I see here. Keep stroking for me, Rumi. Up and down. The shaft nice and slow. I gotta admit, it turns me on seeing a man touch himself to me like that. It makes me feel sexy and desirable. Would you like me to take my clothes off? Just to give you a bit more encouragement? You have to say it. Tell me how much you want to see my naked body, Rumi. Alright, here goes the t-shirt. Damn, your breathing just picked up speed, and you're pumping your cock even faster. You must have really liked my little striptease, don't you? Nah, the bra stays on for now. You gotta have some patience. Think of it as a little reward for later. Actually, you've been doing a pretty good job so far. Maybe if I take over, I could help you come more easily. Would you like that? Would you like me to jack you off? Come on. I promise it won't hurt. Fuck. You have such a beautiful cock. It's so thick. My hands can barely wrap around it. Shh, Rumi. Just lay back and relax and try to enjoy the sensations. Close your eyes. And feel how my thumb teases the head of your cock like that. I can tell you're a sensitive one. I like how you let out little moans under your breath. It lets me know that I'm doing something right. Isn't this what you fantasize about when you masturbate? That your pretty roommate would be here with you? Taking care of you? Serving you? Making you feel good? I bet you never thought this would actually happen. And that I would be here on my knees in front of you, caressing your cock with my soft hands. Wow. I can see that bit of pre-cum is leaking out. You must be all worked up by now. But you can't come just yet for me. You only get to come when I tell you to. Right now, I'm thinking that we should do something different. Have you ever tit-fucked someone? Bet you would love to know how that feels. Isn't that right, perv? Here, just let me take the bra. Go ahead, give it a feel. I don't mind if you touch them. Well, if you like that, just imagine how good it'll feel to slide your cock in between my breast. Yeah, put them right there, right in between them, and then just thrust forward. And that's right. Keep doing that. Fuck, your cock feels so warm and ready. You know, Rumi, I always knew that you were a little into me. Those hungry glances you throw at me when I come out of the shower is enough of a clue. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I put on a little show for you every now and then. Wearing my gym shorts around the house as much as I could, or bending down in front of you so you could have a nice look at my ass. I know a pervert like you would love that. Is that what you want? You like your hot roommate acting all slutty to get your attention? Fuck. Simply talking about it is getting me so horny. I can't help but touch myself. Truth is, Rumi, if you wanted me, you could have just taken me. You could just walk over to my room, push me over on the bed. You don't have to steal my underwear and then jack off alone in your bed anymore. I want you to use me whenever you feel like it, okay? And you can give it to me anytime you want. I don't care if I'm reading a book or if I'm on the phone with my parents. I just want you to fuck me. What's stopping you from doing that? What's stopping you from using me to get off? Do we have an agreement, Rumi? Yeah, I thought so. You would never turn down a deal like that. Fuck, your cock is throbbing. Looks like you can't last very long in this position. Are you getting close? I want you to come on my face, okay? I want to feel all that hot, sticky cum running down on my cheeks. Here, let me help you with my hand. Let's come together, okay? Fuck, I can feel it coming. God, I'm so, so close. I want you to look at me, Remy. Look into my eyes. I want to see how good I can make you feel. Now, Remy. Now, paint my face with your cum. I'll open my mouth for it. Please give it to me. Fuck. That felt fucking incredible. You came so much on me. It's all on my face and in my hair. My eye. But it's okay. That's how I like it. We should stay here and cuddle for a while. That was so intense. I think we both needed it. Oh, and I'm afraid I'm going to need my clothes back after this, Remy.